spike. The problem happened in the region was the product of indiscriminate and irresponsible exploitation of resources in places that are notoriously unstable. Your governments are fully complicit because it belonged to your elites directly or indirectly. The leak that appeared on the surface was only the tip of an enormous iceberg. Currents forced the oil to sink and contaminate large areas underwater where unbalanced various ecological levels. Oil and gas continued to leak on a smaller scale and will be impossible to solve the problem completely. With the tectonic rearrangement caused by the next passage of Nibiru system, that will not make much difference because the planet will self-adjust and self-cleaning in preparation for the new era. All the remaining oil deposits from other eras will be destroyed in this process. No more petroleum deposits on Earth. The petroleum played a role in a given time, providing your technological progress, and served its purpose, and now, from this new context, will have no further usefulness. Video 27, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 27 A. May 02 TH 2011. Question, Dream Body Ask. Mythi, exactly how we can go about participating in the upgrade with the head and spirit lifted? As I would like to spend time being a part of this new stage of development, is this achieved through meditation, crystals, or some other form of inner reflection? See, this kind of development should be generated from inside to outside, not the reverse. There are several ways you can develop, not with self-help books but with tuning techniques with the cosmic energy. When you can and want to use your body as a receiver of energy in order to benefit your near in any way, you're in the right direction for its full development until the limit imposed by the physical environment in which you are living in the moment. The frequency of the aura of the planet Earth at the time, it allows you to develop a significant point of channeling cosmic energy. There are oriental techniques that should not be used so lightly or commercial, that may soon develop your ability to channel energy to be used for your sake and other beings that surround you. Your aura will change color and greatly increases your range of the light. Techniques such as Asian Ki, among others similar techniques, are widely used by Tibetan monks and others to channel this energy. You will notice that your insight will expand, if you really focus on such techniques. Question, Spike ask, is the TR-3B being used by US for lunar and Mars travel? If so, what kind of propulsion does the TR-3B have? I imagine you refer to units that your government is testing using magnetic flux field disruptor, an ancient technique of generating anti-gravitational field that uses liquid metal to form a vortex as the moving center of a coil, which can generate a magnetic field of high power. We believe this is an acquisition achieved through partner TMS Reptilians, which as I've said before, has many of these old ships scrapped in their colonies. This was one of the first techniques used in the reactor core of transportation ships. It is no longer used for thousands of years but it works within its limitations. Everything depends on the processing capability of the spacecraft to direct the magnetic fields in real time to allow navigability. If this capacity is reached, yes, may be used for travel within your solar system without problems, since they can add the techniques of field strength and technology of generating inertia so that your bodies and objects support high speeds and direction changes without being destroyed. The force field cannot simply be used to isolate the aerodynamics of the ship, have to protect various types of radiation and the micrometeors. This technique does not allow great mobility unless you are using auxiliary propulsion motors, and this is a limitation in terms of need for supply of fuel over long distances. These ships were formerly used from large mother ships that already liberated in areas where lead its operations. Question, Vikram ask, is omnasal sound really the universal sound of consciousness? I think I understand the question. You talk of the sound emitted by some when they concentrate, right? Well, that bass sounds, influences the mind to shut down from other subjects with which it is occupied to give rise to a clear mind to concentrate. This frequency is typically a multiple frequency pulse of the planet, which here is around 7.9 Hz. When you can achieve some of the harmonics, you actually gain power of mental concentration to meditate more deeply attuned to the planet. Question, Vikram asked, "Do humanoids from other planets live amongst the inhabitants of this planet in everyday life situation? Not just bases and stuff?" "Yes, Vikram, many Pleiadians, and some Aldebarans, live on your planet doing research, living as Earthlings. Several related breeds may relate socially with you on the planet, but only when your society is officially integrated into the Community Galactica. The opposite is also true. Many Earthlings may choose to work with societies in other planets of the community. It will be a time of great change in behavior." Question, Todor asked. "Mithy, you said that Nibiru system will be closest to Earth in September, October this year 2011, so why we cannot see it yet?" "Look, it's impossible to see now. He is currently approximately twice the distance from the Sun, 2 astronomical units. Is visible only with powerful infrared telescopes. In early September, will be approximately the same distance from the Sun, 1 astronomical unit, and had come to be seen more clearly. Thereafter, it will be an exponential, it will approach the Earth by an angle that will make ever greater and more visible every day. Between 10 and 20 October, it will be very, very close to Earth. You'll spend a period saw two sun in the sky literally." Question, Todor asked. "Mithy, you said you do not have money on your planet. So how do you get a home, food, clothes and other things you need? And if you do not have money, does it mean that in the Earth's new age there will be no money here too?" "See Todor, you cannot compare one society so much old as ours with yours. In our society we do not need to buy anything, everyone can have what they need without problems. The big difference is that we do not want what does not truly need. You're still in a stage of little practice conscientious. You want a bigger house than you really need, 2 or 3 cars, several TVs, lots of tools, many things that you rarely use but like to feel ownership of these objects. In our society, you may, like me, being a collector of souvenir of places I visited, but I do not need a bigger house, a second vehicle of transportation, or other devices that are not useful to me. Can I order new clothes, new tools, or anything I want, since I really feel I need them? I do not have to answer to anyone, or complete reports only refer to myself. It is a concept very difficult for an Earthling to understand by the kind of consumer society where you still live. During this next generation, you will gradually implement this system of conscious consumption of social resources available. And your life is going to make much more sense." Question, Vikram asked, "Can a humanoid be reincarnated in a form that is not humanoid? How does law of attraction really work?" "Not Vikram, a humanoid always will be incarnated as a humanoid, race does not change. As I've explained several times, frequency of your aura takes you to the exact level you can reach, nor below, nor above. If you made a hybrid cross between races, this result may receive elements of the 2 original races, in the incarnations of their future generations. There are religions in your culture, who claim including the possibility of reincarnation of human spirits into animals and insects, a concept totally wrong. Another interesting detail is that while in the third dimension, all male spirit is always male and the female always female. This may be news to you, but it is well known for millennia by our cultures. Even the spirits are of the same breed, the male and female are 2 different entities in concept formation. We're not sure how the process of incarnation in the fourth dimension, we know when we get there." Question, Judy asked. "The 10% of the Earth the TMS people to survive or to inhabit the new Earth. Will they all be either survivors or all reincarnated back onto the new planet, or is this a mixture of the two?" "Judy, I think I answered something in previous answers, but look, this 10%, most are here embodied, as survivors and receive, as their children for generations to come, spirits of humanoids that are on the same frequency band, coming from different parts of the universe. Where do you think it came? At least half of almost 8 billion inhabitants of your planet, a good part came from planets that have reached different levels and had to unload their repentant in places where they had another chance to develop. Exactly how the Earth will do in this upgrade?" Question, Mithy, back to the subject of tectonic plates, how are things progressing?
"Well,
This matter goes bad. The pressure is increasing. Just yesterday we had high pressure measurements on several boards. Some events of greater magnitude are about to happen in the Pacific Ring of Fire. Be prepared for news. When starting activities on the west coast of North America, then immediately evacuate the area of the Yellowstone volcano. In the Atlantic, the volcanic activity along with the spilled oil on the chains in the great depths are causing many species of animals and crustaceans migrate to shallower depths, completely unbalancing the food chains of your seas. A huge spaceship from Canis Major Dwarf Galaxy is following the route of the system Nibiru, sailing side by side with him. We do not know why, but, as they are with scientists from the Community Galactica, we may have some news soon through our command. I will keep you informed whenever I have new information. Video 28, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 28, A May 05th 2011. Question. A mate ask, what are they really doing with the LHC? The Hadron Collider? Is it a Stargate? Are aliens helping with the construction of this facility? Interesting question. These attempts to subdivide protons by impact of particles is a tremendous effort of your scientists to understand the intrinsic formation of matter. They will not have time to reach reasonable conclusions with this method, but the effort is very commendable. Multidimensional elementary particles are the principal link of creating everything in the universe. They are constant in our universe as much as in the parallel universe to ours, served by black holes as valves for the power compensation between them. In fact, your scientists want, in practice as well as understand the mechanics of formation of the universe, understand the possibilities of production of antimatter. Will not come to any practical results with the system. But science is a succession of small understandings, through enormous mental development, found in breeds such as the old fathers. Quantum science is a simple mental manipulation. They can deal with the elementary particles, mentally, a fantastic thing. They can produce antimatter and encapsulate the foolproof way. They are enlightened beings beyond our understanding. Our races will still get there one day. If your scientists to have time for more attempts, would reach the conclusion that without the mental strength will not achieve any practical results in this field. On a scale of 0 to 100, the terrains arrive up to 6 on the scale of development and brain activation, compared to the old fathers. A long way to go. Alien scientists would not waste time with these techniques. Scientists, reptilians or GRTMS races connected with them, do not produce antimatter, and cannot provide for Earthlings because these units are extremely controlled and they do not like to have them confiscated by the Community Galactica. This is an initiative of your scientific community, a very valid attempt within the limitations of your society and mental capacity. Question, Pedro ask, you know anything about two or several large energy-type bubbles or fields traveling before or after Nibiru that will hit the Earth? Peter, there is. And as I said in our previous conversation, a big spaceship and a few minor ships are sailing near the Nibiru system with scientists from the Community Galactica. They are with the energy fields and invisibility connected, because a small asteroid belt and rocks that follows orbiting the system. That should do it, which may have been detected by you. Question. Mithy, Katima made a question about a sound that was heard for nearly 20 minutes in South Florida, U.S., on March 9th, I recorded to show you, about this type of huge rumbling noise. He stopped after a blinker light. Had you an idea of what could be? Katima C, some things I do not have permission to comment but, is already past, fine. During the beginning of March, a large mother ship of the Archerians installed a research base in the bottom of the Caribbean Sea. The noise is a resonance of the force field of a very large ship with the ground. The ship is slightly larger than the island of Cuba. They installed a seismological base and support for operations. When you saw the light, was the departure of the mother ship out of the atmosphere. Like our ship, it uses the same system that I showed earlier. When you see the light is because the ship is giving power and leaving. Question, our mate Davison asks, what are the crystal skulls found in several places on the planet? Davison, These skulls were made thousands of years by an ancient race from the Pleiades, which also made the star map on your Central America with the stone spheres. They made some of these skulls, but they are all exactly alike. They are transponders, molecularly programmed into your crystal quartz, for communication of mental frequencies. They were used to remotely send knowledge to the leaders of certain cultures in regional development planned for them here on the planet. It seems that only one of the originals has been found in your Central America. Others remain missing and stored even in tombs and altars made of rock, where its resonance frequency cannot be detected. They existed in the ruined sarxes in Turkey, Asian temples, and a few more in South America. Question, our mate Fathizn asks, what kind of clothes do you wear? How come most of these aliens seen caught on videos or pictures appears to be naked all the time? Interesting question. See, humanoids with your body type, like me, most Pleiadians, most Aldebaran, most Sirius. All humanoids of the same strain of DNA, using clothing and outfits. The strain of humanoid type Greys, do not use clothes, in places not physically aggressive to their formation, the Earth for example. They have a thicker skin type, with an advanced irrigation system, it keeps body temperature stable within a wide range of ambient temperatures. They are just so different from us in the original formation. Question, Armatiros asked, about our galaxy and being outwards in the spiral arm and how close the Earth sits to its sun, is the many colonies that are close to travel between as you get closer to the center? Look Eros, the denser is the part of the galaxy, the more solar systems orbiting integrated. There are so close binary star systems, which allow small ships to travel to any planet of both systems, without needing the portals of transport. There are so many systems in our two galaxies, which I know neither 1% of all societies that populate these planets. I will need many lifetimes to accumulate this knowledge. Question, our mate Jez asks, Mithy, when an animal dies like cats or dogs, do they also go to the fourth dimension? And then reincarnated as different animals? Jazz, as I mentioned earlier, the animals have a collective soul, has no individual souls as intelligent beings. When they die, they return to their collective souls, returning to be reborn in their specific strains. If there are crosses of different breeds of animals, species merge into a new collective soul that may receive including members of the original races. In this new age, the animals are also affected by the refinement of the aura of the planet, will only remain here less aggressive species, both domestic animals such as wild animals, including insects. All species not adapted to the new environment will migrate to the planets, where the ecosystem allows for their livelihood. Question, Todor asked, Mithy, is eruption of Yellowstone volcano the worst thing that Nibiru system can cause to the Earth? Or it could be even worse. Todor, erupts in Yellowstone and other large volcanoes that will be formed in openings tectonic plates would be a big disaster, but the pull of Nibiru system in your oceans, raising the waters in its tangent, this will be the main event cleanup of the planet. You see, the intruder system raises the waters hundreds of feet and the Earth with its rotation makes this water go over everything in its power, literally washing the planet with water and salt. The higher ground may be the single point of survival on land. In the open ocean, also exists the possibility of survival, depending on the region. The underground shelters, if they are well designed, can withstand the passage of this water well, since they do not end permanently below it, after the tectonic rearrangement. Question, Todor asked. Mithy, you said that only around 10% of people will stay at the Earth in this new era, because they will have the new frequency. The rest 90% of us will be killed by cataclysms caused by Nibiru system, or we will die just after transformation, because we do not have the new frequency? Todor, you got it wrong. I said that 10% will stay embodying this new era. If you do not have the correct frequency and stay alive, in 30. 40 or 50 years you will die and go to your place of duty, which could be on Earth or another site more appropriate for your development. The ones death in this process who are in the correct frequency range, will be the ones who will be waiting in the aura of the planet a chance to incarnate the planet Earth again. Question, a mate asks Smithy, the luck exists. Are there people supposed to have good luck and a good live, while others are supposed to have bad luck and all kinds of bad things happening to them? The karma exists. If you did something wrong in your past life, you have to pay it in the next one. Look, do not confuse luck with random coincidences. Luck is a strange word for me. I understand the meaning but not the reason. In fact, everything is in tune with your aura, quantum speaking. If your aura is not good, your body will not be. Your mind controls an energy field around you. It's like a force field, may attract frequencies attuned to it, which can be good or bad. If you were born in a community that can give you the opportunity to develop is because your gene led you incarnate in that society. You can develop, park or regress depends only on you as a person. This is called free will. What you call it karma, is simply the load of your aura which will attract exactly what you're attuned to it. When it says, like attracts like is exactly what happens with your energy field. The smoke from burning oil bothers you. But the gentle smoke of incense you like. It's the difference between the dark aura, and aura of light. In other words, karma is the direct result of the condition of your aura. You can have a good life in this incarnation to have been born in a golden cradle, but may regress to the point of return at the next like a miserable amid miserable. Everything depends on you and your conscience in the context of universal coexistence, where it is for the most developed, to assist those less spotting for showing them the right direction to follow. Video 29, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 29A May 06th 2011. Before answering questions, I have good news. Surprisingly, scientists from the Community Galactica with the aid of large spacecraft of the Krulians community, which I have mentioned some time ago to be doing research on your sun, one of the largest spaceships known, with a crew consisting of a society of 80 million people, decided by an advanced study of a plan to reduce speed of the Nibiru system in almost 13 months and then put it in the correct orbit and accelerate it again. The spacecraft Krulians has this possibility because it is 30 times larger than your planet Jupiter, possesses power tractor to act as a large celestial body. Taking 2 months to cross the solar system, they may hamper the system Nibiru 13 months until his passing a beam of the Earth. 11 months is the maximum period of deceleration, after which he will have to be accelerated again to follow their original route, that is, pass on the inside of your solar system as predicted by the cosmos. Possibly not go quite as close to your planet, which will already be suffering from the magnetic reversal and increased solar activity in the period. It is a preliminary study, but we are happy with this possibility, and we hope that this plan is put into practice. Mithy, very good, finally some good news amidst so many news sufferable. We've also been waiting for some miracle of our friends aliens to ease this transition to the new era. God guide your scientists and the Krulians, after all, if successful or not, deserves our thanks for trying. Thanks a lot by hope. Question, a mate asks, if aliens have been sharing new development information to humans on Earth, then why are we engaging in projects that will have no impact for us? Why do we continue to fund projects like LHC? You mentioned that human will not have time to produce a favorable result with the LHC. See, understand that you hear on your planet there are two active scientific aspects, the open science, and science secret. Your NASA, for example, there are hundreds of people working for NASA for SAD. They really believe they are working seriously with high-tech, sent robots with wheels and small cameras working in parallel searches, exploring planets like Herculubus or Dush, who actually called Nibiru and hiding from the public with a large sieve, etc. These are the useful innocents in the system. The innocent or inner NASA is the really interesting part, of which the innocent of NASA know virtually nothing to maintain the level of misinformation to the public to acceptable levels. The innocent is the one that holds the relationship with the reptilians and their scientists, and is wholly owned and maintained by your elites. NASA owns the relationship with the common public, who pay taxes. All the research out of the planet, in lunar and Martian bases, reptilians are highly classified knowledge of the Inazer, of which facade scientists of NASA know nothing. If a NASA scientist becomes inconvenient, it is eliminated, sometimes literally. NASA is still using the old rockets, while at Inazer they fly in spaceships reptilians. See, your governments cannot stop the scientific community calendar, would get full attention to themselves. Question, Larry asks, when can we expect the water pulled by the intruder system to wash over the land? What elevation is safe? Larry, within this new framework, I have to check that the process of deceleration of the Nibiru system will actually happen. If it occurs, we will see where the Earth should be orbiting the Sun in order to predict the influence of Nibiru with your oceans. It may be that change for the better, so it pays to wait for the new calculations. I will keep you informed whenever possible. Question, friend Hothisn asks, how long can one stay on a spaceship? Do spaceships have artificial gravity? If not, how does the alien body deal with microgravity? Hothisn, our spaceships are too advanced for your concept. All ships currently rely on generators of inertia and gravity generators. Moreover, the atmosphere is maintained within appropriate standards to bioaverage of the crew. Our navigator is from Sirius. He has adapted a few months before joining our team. The ships have support systems for the life of the crew for long periods. This varies with the use of each type of spacecraft. Question, Mate Fiona asks, mythy about the black triangular craft that fly low in the sky and silently. I saw one with red lights on each of its three corners. Are they extraterrestrial in origin or man-made by humans for the military? Fiona, triangular spaceships are common to several breeds, including several models we have ever made to order in our factories in the colonies. There are some old, abandoned in your moon. Your governments are also testing primitive craft with this format, and we have seen some flying. Secondary spacecraft, used by the community of Camelopardalis, are all triangular. Some communities Grays, from Andromeda also use them. You may have seen any of them. The spacecraft Arcturians are all in the form of large pipes. There are many races and spacecraft circling around here this time. Question. Mythy, Panis asks, when you are born human, like me, it means that you are in a lower dimension. Or that you don't have many knowledge, or not so many experiences from your previous incarnations. See Panos, you should not have understood the information given above. If you were born with a human means that is what you are. We are all in the third dimension, we will only temporarily for a fourth when we are not incarnate. Knowledge and experience gained will be printed in your gene. People who seem to be very old spirits and others who seem to have spirits, with little baggage? This is the gene, more or less loaded with information and previous experience. Question, Todor asks. Mythy, for several years honeybees all over the world have been dying and they keep dying. Albert Einstein said if the bees disappear from the surface of the earth, man would have no more than 4 years to live. Why are the bees dying and is Einstein right? Well, Todor, unless you are feeding only meat for a few more years until the animals are gone, he's right. We took some species of bees to our colonies and are acclimating them. Bees should be respected on your planet because they are the insects most useful for the ecosystem of human life on Earth. The rampant greed and criminal profit-led elites to produce genetically modified seeds, and absurdly toxic poisons to your ecosystem, are literally wiping out not only bees but hundreds of species of insects, such which butterflies and other pollinators. The bees are dying and will become extinct in a short period of time. Only after all the dust settled down of events generated by this change era, we, among others, who are acclimating species in their colonies, we can together bring back the bugs that can adapt to this new stage of planet Earth. We on our planet, really respect these insects. We have fruits from various parts of the galaxy, take fruit juices in our day-to-day, have fruit wines, and enjoy all kinds of vegetables, all direct dependents of pollination. Apart from this, we have the visual aspect, which includes thousands of species of flowers that make the planet's environment very nice and colorful. Question, Our mate Zetra Ticuli asks, some races, such as the Verdants, a member of the Grey species, have claimed to have met God and found galactic location of his home in a huge spaceship called Heaven. Have your people found God and his ship?